Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We sure like working out here. It's a fine bluegrass audience. As y'all don't get a whole lot of bluegrass out here, we don't get very good bluegrass audiences out there. So maybe if we could meet in about Kansas City, we'd all have it made. But you know Kansas City. I'd like to take a few seconds here to introduce the group, New South. Thank you. A newest member of the New South on Dobro from Warren, Ohio, formerly of the Country Gentlemen, of their latest export, as a matter of fact. Wasn't it? They just exported you out. You imported in. Who sent you? Who? It's mother.
Mama?
Yeah, they are too.
I know. All your fans is in here now. Just tell us. They don't have no car. Don't they have cars up there? Why they ride around? Bicycles? Horses?
Somebody would turn that heat down. I'm freezing.
Oh, well, turn the heat down. Tony's freezing. Have to make special arrangements for Tony. As I was saying, on Dobro, from Warren, Ohio, and out here they call it Ohio, or in Lawrence County, Kentucky, they call it Ohio. Out here they just call it Ohio.
Ohio.
I had a guy come up to me today, and he said, "Oh, hi." I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Santa Monica." So, I said, "Oh, bye." And I thought I'd skedaddle. He just wasn't my type, really. From Warren, Ohio, just...
Say it. Go ahead and say it.
The Flux Man. Mr. Jerry Douglas. Give him a hand on Dobro. Now, this is the middle of the stage right here tonight, and on the other half, you going to come over to my side tonight? Well,
I knew you were going to say that. I knew when I did that you were going to say that.
Well, you can.
Sure.
Okay. On guitar. Huh?
Uh-oh, I just now caught that.
Okay. On guitar, from Danville, Virginia. He was born in Danville. Lived there 2 days, I think. And moved out to Signal Hill.
No, Hawaiian Gardens.
Hawaiian Gardens first. Then when he's about 7 years old, his dad bought his brother and him a bicycle, and they lived up on Signal Hill. And Tony come down Signal Hill about 8,000 miles an hour on his bicycle and had a sudden stop. And Larry was just a few steps in front of him. And they neither one have been right since. But Tony figured he wasn't going to be no motorcycle rider, so he thought he'd start playing a guitar. And so he's really done fine. We think he's about the finest acoustic guitar player in the business. And I think you'll agree.
Thank you,
hear him some more. Thank hear him pick some more. Mr. Tony Rice, give him a hand, would you? And over here with his Don Ho shirt on.
I can say that Bobby Sloan is also from Hawaiian Gardens. Look at the shirt.
Yeah. Donnie. I know you'd been somewhere today. No, this guy played with the Kentucky Colonels. He was one of the original members of the Kentucky Colonels, I think. Were you an original member?
No.
You wasn't an original member? Well, it don't matter to me. It's been too long. But anyway, he played fiddle for the Kentucky Colonels at one time. I'll just put it that way. And also the Golden State Boys. Didn't you work with them too?
Who are they?
He's been around a long time. He lived out here a while and got so mean they had to send him back to Kentucky. He's living in Lexington now. Plays fine bass, plays fiddle, stands back on the side of the stage, never says nothing, never bothers nobody. The on and only. Bobby Sloan, give him a hand, would you?
At least we're not laughing.
And last but certainly not least,
ancient
age, what? You had a starting of a Don Ho shirt, but you quit.
Got tired.
Got tired? That is a lot of trouble, isn't it? I just like them plain, you know, where just all of it hangs out down here. Probably the finest five-string banjo and bluegrass music player. I didn't get that, did you?
What is going on up here?
I don't know. My computer tape just got messed up here. I started erasing. From St. Joe Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, Mr. J.D. Crowe. Give him a hand.
Okay, this guy here with the lawyer. Oh, yeah, okay, sure. What's his name? Yeah, but we weren't introduced.
This is J.D. Crowe here on the five string. This is Clark Douglas, J.D.
No, on the mandolin, and he'll be playing some violin for you later on. Great musician and singer. He's been with the band about a year now, I guess.
I love it.
And he loves it, sure he does. He gets to pick with all of us, and he loves it. From Lawrence County, a little place called Cordell, Kentucky.
Brushy Fork.
What is it?
Brushy Fork of Big Plain.
Turkey Foot.
No, Turkey Foot.
Ricky Skaggs. Give him a hand.
Okay, now, moving right along. Anybody went to sleep out there yet? I heard a fella snoring back there. Wake him up, tell him we're getting ready to pick again.
Where was that at?
Jerry will pick one for you. And it's an old, I think Flat Scruggs recorded this. Uncle Josh played the dobro on this. So Jerry's going to demonstrate how he plays it. Ain't you, Jerry? You're going to burn it, ain't you?
Are you?
Jerry don't never say too much. I have to kind of shake his head. No, no. Fireball.
You ought to seen him looking at those movies today if you don't think he says too much.
He's still hypnotized.